Welcome to the Rhema Worship Center Sermons Podcast. We're here to help you know God, walk in freedom, serve others, and equip leaders. Our sermons are preached by Anthony Bauman, our senior pastor, or by one of our ministers or guest speakers. Each week, we'll provide spiritual guidance and insight that will help you to journey closer with the Lord. So join us today and be a part of something special, a community of faith, hope, and love.
Romans chapter 13. So I showed you that video because it goes actually along with my sermon. Actually, I did not have a sermon until I saw that video. I didn't have a sermon until I saw that video, and God dropped this in my spirit, and I was like, oh, yeah. So thank you. Thank you, buddy. Say, you're welcome. He's like, no, I'm embarrassed. So Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 11. If you would stand for the reading of God's word. Good to see each and every one of you. Almost a full house today. Praise God. And excited to see you. So Romans chapter 13, verse 11, and it says, "And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." Let me read number 11 and 12 one more time. "And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Amen. "The night is far spent and the day is at hand." Today I want to talk to you on the subject, wake up. Wake up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we can gather here and learn more about your word. Lord, that we can spend time in your presence and that you are faithful to meet with us here. Now, Lord, I pray for this message. Lord, that it not be my words, it not be my thoughts, not my opinion, but Lord, it only be your words. Hide me far behind the cross so that no one sees me, but Lord, only sees and hears you. And Lord, we will be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And the church said, amen and amen. You may be seated. There have been times in my life that I felt spiritually asleep. Can anyone relate to that? I have just felt spiritually asleep. You know, I looked the part. I've really been sleepwalking through it, honestly. If you just want to know the truth, I looked the part. I sounded the part, but really, it just wasn't there. It just wasn't there. I knew what to say. I knew what I was supposed to do, but sometimes I just didn't do it. I was sleepwalking through the world. And it's really easy to fall into a spiritual coma.
It is.
It's really easy to just let it go. To stop communicating with God, to stop communicating with Him, to stop reading His Word, to stop even thinking about Jesus Christ and just know, you know, we get to hear all the time, He's with you, He's with you, He'll never leave you. And sometimes we take that for granted and just say, all right, well, we don't have to do anything for our relationship, but that's not true. That's not true. You have to talk to Him. You have to read about Him. You have to spend time with Him.
Yeah.
Think about the disciples. Jesus went to the garden. He was about to die. He was about to die on a cross, and He knew exactly what was about to happen to Him. And he was tormented inside. He was vexed inside. And He told the disciples, wait here and pray. And He went alone into the garden and He started praying. And His stress was so much that He started sweating blood. And His blood ran down, and He got up, and he came to the disciples, and what? They were asleep.
Right.
Here is the most stressful time that He has had. And He's told His friends, hey, if you could stay here and pray with me. And yet, when He comes back, they're asleep. How many times has God told you, hey, if you can just pray, if you can just serve, if you can just stay here, and yet we fall into a spiritual coma? It's almost like we have spiritual narcolepsy. We just start sleeping. And when and so many times as Pentecostals, we feel that if God is not working in the shout, and if God is not working in people falling out, and people are not running the aisles, that we didn't have church. But the thing is that God is not only in the shout, He's in the whisper.
Amen.
God is not only in the running, He's in the kneeling. God is not only in the people falling out. God is also whispering to you, now it's time.
That's it, right there. Yeah. Come on now. Come on.
And it's when you're asleep that you can't hear it.
Yeah.
It's when you're asleep that you just can't hear it. It's when you say, well, He didn't move today. I guess next Sunday is another time.
Come on, brother.
He's saying, I tried to, but you were asleep.
Good word.
I tried to, but you were asleep.
Good word, bro.
Maybe you're not asleep. Maybe you're focusing on other things. Maybe you're focused on things of this world. Maybe you're focused on things that had happened in your life this week. Maybe you're focused on the tire that needed to be changed. Maybe you're focused on the husband that just will drive you crazy. Maybe you're focused on the toddler that got out of his bed and came into your bedroom and said, wake up!
That's true, bro.
Maybe you're focused on the toddler that again got out of his bed at 6:30 in the morning today and came into your bedroom and said, wake up!
Wake up now.
Oh, wake up now. But you know what? It is time to wake up.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
It is time to wake up.
Yes.
See, the time for sleeping is over.
Come on, brother.
We've slept for far too long in the church.
Come on, brother.
We've slept for far too long. We thought that we were coasting, but really we were drifting.
Come on. Come on now.
I'm going to say that again. We thought that we were coasting, but really we were drifting.
Yeah. That's it.
And now it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and smell the Bible. It's time to wake up and smell what God is doing. You know how the rock said, smell what the rock is cooking? Well, it's time to wake up and smell what God is doing and see what He wants to do in your life. So it's time to wake up to who God is. To who God is. So many times we get spiritually asleep. We sit there and we just, oh, God is good. Oh, God is wonderful. Oh, God is this. But over here, we're still sinning. See, we need to wake up to the holiness of God. We need to wake up to the fact that your righteousness is as filthy rags and that you need a redeemer. And the redeemer is Jesus Christ. We need to wake up to what God is going to do.
Yes, glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But we also need to wake up to what the enemy wants. We need to wake up to what the enemy wants. See, the enemy wants you to stay asleep.
Come on.
He's over there humming a nice little lullaby.
That's it. Now.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, stupid Christian. Go to sleep. Go to sleep and let me destroy your life. I come to steal and kill and destroy everything. So just sleep and let me work. It will all be all right.
That's true.
But he's over there whispering a lullaby to you, and he whispers lies, and he convinces you that your faith is not significant, and that you don't have to go to church. You don't have to be with believers. You don't have to give. You don't have to read that Bible. You don't have to do any of this.
Come on.
Because God loves you anyway. And he tells you, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. And he's saying, just stay asleep. Just stay asleep. Rest a while. But the enemy is wanting to destroy you. The enemy is wanting to steal your joy. He's wanting to kill your focus. And he's wanting to destroy your life. And yet you are still asleep. I tell you what, if an enemy was in my house and I was asleep, and I was asleep, and I heard something in the house,
come on.
I tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't wake up Kirstie and say, hey, go check the house. If I knew the enemy was inside my house and I heard something, I wouldn't just go back to sleep. I wouldn't just lay my head back on the pillow. I'd get up.
Amen, bro.
I'd get up. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, there are some people here today that the enemy inside that house, enemy is inside that house, and it's time for you to get up. It's time for you to get up, open some doors, and rebuke the enemy.
Yes.
Tell him to get out.
Yes.
It's time for him. It's time for you to get up. Stop slumbering. Stop being like, oh, well, it's fine. He hasn't made it to the bedroom yet.
Come on now.
He hasn't made it to where I am yet. It's fine. I tell you what. That someone comes through my door, they ain't making it to the living room.
Come on, bro.
They ain't making it to the kitchen, and they sure ain't making it to my kids.
Amen. That's it.
Some of you need to wake
preach it,
up.
Preach it.
You need to start praying over your kids, praying over your family, praying over your mama, praying over your daddy, praying over your aunts and your uncles and your grandmother and your grandfather and even that crazy aunt that you never see. You need to start praying over your family, because the thing is that the enemy is trying to destroy you from inside your house and you're still asleep. God is saying, wake up. Because I'm ready to work in your life. I'm ready to do some amazing things in your life, but I can't do it when you're asleep.
Come on.
I can't do it when you're slumbering.
Help us, Lord.
So it's time to wake up to who God is. It's time to wake up to what the enemy wants to do, and it's time to wake other people up too. If the building was on fire, if I knew the building was on fire right now, I would not just leave and be like, hey, y'all have fun. I would make sure that other people were saved too. But let me tell you something. The world is on fire right now. The world is being destroyed right now. And we're sitting here like Christianity is some club that no one else can be a part of. You were not saved to sit down. You were saved so that you can tell other people about the goodness of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a relationship.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Found people find people. Loved people love people. And saved people serve people.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's what this church will do this year.
Come on.
Because we are found, we will find. Because we are loved, we will love.
Amen.
And because we are saved, we will serve.
Amen. Yes.
See, I was lost, but now I'm found so I can find people. I was blind, but now I can see people that I can serve. And I was a wayward son somewhere else, but now I know who the Father is. Some of you have been asleep for way too long. You've been doing the church thing, but you haven't really been doing the God thing. And yes, they're two different things. Some of you have been sleeping on this word.
Come on now. We do it.
You can lay your head on it, but if you don't put your head in it, it doesn't do any good. You can sit there and say, I'm a Christian, but if you're in a spiritual coma, you're just wearing a name tag.
That's it.
And a name tag don't you do you any good.
That's true.
See, it's time to wake up.
Amen.
Maybe you said, I've slept too long. I hope that you've said in this message, I've slept too long. I've slept too long in my marriage. I've slept too long in my relationship with God. I've slept too long with my walk with the Lord. I've slept while everyone else served. I've slept too much on my morals. I've slept too much on everything else. I've slept too much. And now it's time to wake up.
Amen.
Now it's time to wake up.
Amen.
So it's time to wake up to who God is. It's time to wake up to what the enemy wants. And it's time to wake other people up as well.
Amen.
It's time to know. It's time to wake up.
Yes.
Because there's people counting on you to be awake.
That's right.
My children cannot survive if I'm not awake.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
If Kirsty and I stay in the bedroom and just sleep for hours and hours and hours, they won't survive.
That's a good word, brother. That's it right there. That's it.
And it's the same thing if you do the same thing.
That's good.
with your prayer life, with your time with God, you won't survive. You won't survive. When the enemy hits you, when the enemy tries to attack you, are you going to fold or are you going to stand? If you've been asleep, you're going to fold.
I see it.
It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Men, it's time to wake up and be the man of the house that God has called you to be. Men, it's time to take your godly authority that God has called you to be. God has told you that you're the head of this household. You know what that means? That doesn't mean that you order around your wife. What that means is that you're responsible for the spiritual health of your household.
Amen.
And it's time to wake up and take your godly authority.
Amen.
Women, picking on you too. It's time to pray. It's time to pray for your man. It's time to pray for your husband. It's time to pray for your children. And even if you're single and you ain't got no man, it's time to pray that God turns you into the woman that your man needs. It's time to pray. And people married, it's time to pray with your spouse. You've been sleeping together for way too long. Now it's time to pray together.
Amen.
Just saying. You're like, well, that's awkward. That's awkward. Well, you know what? You swap some spit. That's pretty awkward too. So start praying together. Swap some prayers.
Amen.
Just saying. If you're not praying together, you're not fighting together. If you're not praying together, you're not being the couple that God has intended you to be.
Amen.
Don't worry about him. He's fine. If you're not praying together, you are allowing the enemy to come between you. Sometimes I don't even know what Kirstie is dealing with until I hear her pray about it. Sometimes she'll pray and I'll be like, wow, I didn't even know that was affecting you.
Come on, brother.
But then I can join in the prayer.
Yeah.
So pray together. Children, don't get out of your cribs. Stay in your cribs. Sleep till 10. Hallelujah. Let's bring them up. We're going to pray over them right now. Mine's first. But it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. We've been in a spiritual coma for way too long. We've been in a spiritual slump for way too long. Hey, another thing on you women. It's time to allow your husband to become the godly authority in the house. It's time to allow your husband. I know I'm not going to get many amens on that one. Thank you. It's time to allow your husband to be the spiritual authority in your house. If he says something spiritually, it's time to go with it. God has put him head over that household for a reason. And women, you pray for him while he's doing it. You pray for him while he's doing it. Sometimes I would wake up and I would feel Kirstie's hand on my back. And I know she's praying for me, because she don't just rub my back for no reason. So I know she's praying for me. And I also know this because her hand gets like really, really hot. And she's praying for me. And I know that she's got my back. That she's praying for my thoughts. She's praying for my needs. She's praying for guidance. I know that she's praying for me. Even if your man was a jerk that day and you want to lay hands on his neck, lay hands on his back instead and say, Lord, I don't know what he's struggling with, but Lord, I pray that you will let him be the godly authority that you have given him. And Lord, that you would take care of him. Lord, that you would work it out. Lord, that you would do a work in his life. God is up to something, y'all. And I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it because you're asleep. I don't want you to just play church. I don't want you to just come to church. I don't want you to miss what God is doing, because God is about to do something big. And I want you to be awake for it. I want you to be awake for it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray as humbly as I know how. Lord, I come before your throne and I ask you very, very humbly, wake us up!
Hallelujah. Yes.
So that we can see you. And so, Lord, that we can know you on a deeper, more intimate level.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Lord, wake us up for what you're about to do. Don't let us sleep through it. Don't let us stay where we were. But Lord, wake us up.
Thanks for joining us for this week's sermon podcast from Rhema Worship Center. We hope that you've been inspired and challenged to grow in your faith. Come on out to our church in Odenville and join us for a Sunday service. You can find out more about what we're up to and listen to other sermons on our website, myremaworship.com.